guest is Richard Spade.
Hey, everybody, this is Rob Benedict. Welcome to episode 2 of And My Guest is Richard Spade. This week, we have, as always, Richard Spade, everybody. Richard Spade, give it up. Woo, Rich!
I feel like if I have one bone to pick with you.
Okay. Well, just one.
And I don't have, I have a just an assload of bones to pick with you, but
yeah.
If I were going to start with one, it's how perky you are with the intro. But I feel like it's insincere.
Actually, that's more my real self. It's my true self. It's the way I am every morning. It's like it's me. It's the version of me unbeaten up by you.
You say my name and clap and faux cheer every morning?
Every morning. Every morning.
I'll accept that.
And by the end of every day, you've worn me down.
Well.
And this podcast is a way to watch that process
for people
happen.
To be able to be just ears in the room, if you will, uh-huh. to what really goes on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they can't be ears in the room because we got to stay 6 feet apart because of social distancing.
I know.
And may I say, you've been emotionally distant since the get-go, so this is just
true.
Adding to your already distant persona.
I don't deny that.
No. Why would you? COVID update.
Like,
what's up with you? COVID, from a COVID perspective.
From a COVID perspective?
How's it going?
I'm healthy. Yeah. I'm staying inside. I even got an invite from my friend Richard Spate to come hang out on the street with him on last weekend.
I took to the streets.
That sounded fun. Tell the listeners what exactly you did.
I took to the streets with booze.
But what made it different from just a normal Richard Spade Saturday night?
Oh, I wasn't wearing a hat.
Ah.
No, I was, I got a couple of neighbors up here who, like me, are stuck inside. Like all of us are stuck inside with kids, educating kids during the day.
Yeah.
And wanted a breather, so we arranged this sort of small neighborhood hangout. There was 6 of us who stood at the foot of my driveway I showed you a picture of it, Rob, probably a good 6-10 feet apart from each other.
Yeah.
And just chatted.
Yeah,
you know, followed the rules and just caught up.
Yeah, what was cool about it was that you guys were, some of your neighbors were literally in the street because there's nobody about, so you can actually do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's trippy because there's no traffic.
Yeah.
There's zero traffic. So
yeah.
Standing in the street, in the afternoon, which would be rush hour, it's nothing hour. It's hush hour. There's nothing happening. So we just kind of chill out.
I thought it was weird that you took that moment to tell me that your rule with me was 1 mile apart, that I was invited, but I had to stay 1 mile away.
That was my subtle way of saying stay home. We live a mile from each other. So.
Yeah.
I did invite Rob, and Rob, not only did I invite Rob, but then my wife texted Rob, and we just got just a signature Rob shutdown.
No. It is true that when I get a text from your wife, it means business. And I definitely was like, oh wow, this is serious. It's happening.
She doesn't fire blanks.
No. No, I had the kids and I have our Saturday night go-to things to do. I made dinner, and then we did watched a movie.
What was the movie?
We watched, the kids are watching Lost. My son is watching it for the second time.
Right.
And I'm watching it for the first time. And so we watched about 3 or 4 episodes of that. And then my son and I watched The Prestige, which is a movie.
I don't know that one.
It's a movie by Christopher Nolan, you know, who did Memento and Inception and Interstellar. Well, it was a movie he did back in like 2006 or something, right after he did the first of his Batman movies. And the guy, the Australian, the Wolfman from the Wolf.
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, him and the British guy who's an amazing actor who plays American people a lot. He just played Dick Cheney in that movie.
That would be Christian Bale.
Yeah, the two of them. and they're magicians. You never saw that movie?
Oh, I saw that movie. It's great.
It's a great movie. Really, really good movie.
Oh, so great.
Yeah, off.
I'm questioning whether you've seen it since you can't name a single person in it.
You know me.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a great movie.
You know me. I don't know. I can't do names. I'm really horrible at names. You're the guy that walks down the street. You're like, hey, Jimmy. Hey, Bubbo. Hey, JJ. How are the boys? And I don't know. I just can't do that. That's just not something I do. I do other things well. Not that.
I remember one time you were talking about a TV show. You said, I'm really into this show. And there's a character I love. He's like, at once he's sort of like a frightened rabbit, but also turns out he's this all-knowing, like, angry being. And I'm like, are you referring to yourself in Supernatural? You're like, yes, yes, me, right, me. I forgot who played that role. It's me.
It's not far off from the truth. yeah, that's why when I had my stroke. 7 years ago, and you saved my life. And we went to the hospital, and they said, "Is he always like this? He can't remember things." And you're like, "Actually, he is." Like, what about the shakes?
Yes.
What about the shakes? Oh no, he shakes. Yeah.
I do remember that. They're like, "We're very concerned about the shakes." I'm like, "Oh please."
Yeah.
The shakes. He's our walking martini maker. Just hand him a glass. Poof.
We call him shakes. Yeah, yeah. We're worried about Mr. Benedict shaking. You're like, what, you mean shakes? Shakes Benedict? Well, that's for another podcast. But COVID-wise, we're good. Staying safe.
I wondered if I got, like, I feel like I got some, and, you know, people who listen to this podcast, all four of them, may have varied thoughts on this, but I think we got some furry eyeballs from people. For standing in the street with our cocktails, even though we were no one, you know, anybody who walked past us or jogged past us was at a safe distance to go by us on the other side of the street, and we were not in anyone's way. I still think that some people frown upon that, as much as some people are ignoring the rules, which is idiotic,
yeah.
and not the thing to do,
yeah,
and going to, you know, out and about like. Like, their poop don't stink,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
We were doing that. We were absolutely abiding by the regulations set forth by the CDC, but at the same time, I think some people are going the other way where they're like, man, they're in a vacuum. They don't want anybody near them at all, which I do understand.
Yeah.
So I do think we had some people go by with a nod of like, oh, that's cool, that's clever, you know, finding a way to release some stress and be social with other people in the same boat,
i.e. drink,
while respecting the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then other people kind of, you know, not too keen on the idea.
Well, here's my theory on it. I think people have a bad sense of space, and so they can't tell exactly what 6 feet looks like. You know what I mean? I think some people don't understand what 6 feet looks like, and so they go, wait, is that 6 feet apart? And it goes both ways. I mean, you know, you walk in the street, some people walk too close to you, and you're like, hey, buddy, you're in my space. But other people might look at your picture, look at you guys on the street, you know, drinking your alcohol, and just think you're too close.
Yes.
Or something. But I saw the pictures.
Maybe. I feel like there's a, and you saw the pictures, it's very socially distant.
Yeah.
From, you know, there.
Yes.
We've decided that you can use that as a new measuring. Like if you're 6'1", if you're 6 feet 1 inches tall, and somebody asks you how tall you are, you can say, I'm COVID plus one. Like, you know, it's a new, like, like a dozen is 12.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, our friend Jensen is about 6 feet tall, so we can say, hey, I need you to stay a Jensen away from me.
Dude, somewhere he's going to punch you through the cyber world.
Why?
He's a hard... Because he's over it. He's COVID plus one or two. Easy.
Well...
He's like a COVID... I put him at a COVID one easy.
6'1".
And you just took away an inch from his COVID.
Listen, when you're 5'7",
yeah,
it's all just taller than you.
I know. I get it. But I'm just saying... Don't take away a man's inch.
Well,
you don't want to be on the business end of a Texan if you start messing with his inches. You know what I mean?
That is true.
And I know how you love to mess with the inches.
I just love the idea that at some point he's just going to punch me through a microphone.
Ah, if anybody could do it,
yeah,
it'd be Jensen Ackles.
That's right. So last week on the show, we had an interesting sidebar where you told the story about our friend Hank Chilton and him and his dog pooping.
The poop Nazi?
Yeah. Have there been any more instances of him and his dog and the poop and the sign and that whole business?
No, I think that may be the one upside to the whole stay at home thing is Hank and his you know, very very healthy coloned dog staying off my yard.
All right, well you're in luck, mister, cuz I've got Hank Chilton on the phone.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Hi, Rich.
Great.
How you doing, Rich?
Hi, Hank. I'm fine, Hank. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? I'm doing really good, man. You know,
really?
I'm enjoying this downtime. This is pretty much my life as it's been.
Hank, have you been...
So what's the difference now?
Have you been taking the dog on a walk, Hank, a lot?
You know, I took the dog on a walk Saturday, actually,
okay.
up by your house, Rich. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. But, you know, I'll tell you what, I'm not surprised.
Well, let me tell you why I'm glad you don't know that, because I actually saw Frank while I was there.
Oh, busted.
No, I told him who I was, and I said, don't tell your dad I'm doing this. And he was sitting on the wall.
That sounds really accurate.
You know?
Damn it.
I know he was there. He's right by the surfboards. You know, I know what's going on by your house. I know when you're home. You always leave the back door open, by the way, when you're home. You know that? I don't know why. Why do you always leave the back door wide open like that?
I feel like that's more my wife than me, but I don't know. It's not smart.
Because, you know, I can also throw things. You know, I can.
Are you escalating Poopgate? For starters, let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Which is the original story, which is you targeting my pea graveled olive tree back area with your dog for defecation purposes.
Now let me try to be a mediator here. Hank, did you or did you not let your dog Archie poop on Richard's rocks?
Well, I want to back up a little bit.
Okay.
I first want to say that Rich, those are beautiful olive trees. They're beautiful olive trees.
Thank you.
They really are. They're some of the nicest. And the truth is, my dog doesn't like to poop and pee on any olive trees. He really likes those. What am I supposed to do about that? You know,
so,
I mean, he's quarantined as well. If I can get him out on walks, I should bring him to where he likes to go.
So we're now throwing Archie under the bus for being an arborist loving pooper.
Now we know who the enemy is.
No, I think that, listen, Hank, you're saying... Here's what I'm hearing, a pack of lies, because I know there's animus. Like, you saw the sign, and the sign, it got your goat, it seemed like a direct threat, and you decided, so it became a direct message to all who live in that house, sign be damned, we're pooping here.
Really, not everybody in that house, really just to you. I love your wife and children. But I will say that, let's talk about
hard to target poop.
I talked about the trees. The sign is actually it's like one of the nicer no poop signs you can find. It's like iron, isn't it? It looks like it's painted.
That's typical spate right there.
It's welded by a craftsman.
It's a beautiful sign. Whoever the artist who created it did a great job. But they did kind of insult everybody walking down the street with it as well.
And don't you know that I know this? This is why I get offended. Because you know, I know you're quote unquote Rob's buddy, but you know me a little bit. Like, you know that I told you, when you sent me a picture of it and you said, oh, game on, dude. Like, what is this? This is antagonizing the neighborhood and I can't be held responsible. Is what you basically texted me. And I said, it's my wife. I said, it's my wife. She did this. I told her it was a bad idea. I told her it was going to lead to discord amongst the neighbors. I told her this, and I told you that I told her this. And still, rather than work on, hey, Rich is in a pickle, like Rich is rocking a hard place, I know that he knows this sign is bad. He knows that it's sending the wrong signal.
Well, why don't you? I was just going to say, you're throwing your wife under the bus now.
Can she invite
her in to let her defend herself? Or she the next phone call after this one?
We might have to bring JC in on these, but...
Hank, is it true that there's discord among the neighbors about this sign?
Well, the sign doesn't say no pooping, okay? It has a picture of a dog in the hunched position, okay? And it just says, no! With an exclamation point. No! So it's it's pretty hard.
Very pertinent information right there. That's what
it's not a nice sign. No!
How do we know your dog can't do squats? Maybe your dog likes
exactly.
to do leg exercises.
Thank you very much, Rob. Rob understands.
I think my favorite message was, so Hank heard the podcast. And by the way, which makes Hank probably half our audience, but Hank heard the podcast and immediately responded to a text chain with Rob and me. And I'm quoting you because I'm reading the text. You go, the sign only says no, Rich. Just no. It's a Nazi sign, Rich. It should just say 9-9. So see what I'm saying? This tree has deep roots.
Yeah,
it just—it's
the last time they had quarantines like this was in the ghettos, in the late 30s and early 40s, and I feel like you're trying to bring that back. I don't know.
It's my wife's sign. I am throwing her under the bus.
All right.
Because I didn't want the sign there. But listen, I get it. I feel like we need to actually, Rob, I think you and I should take five next week and let Hank and JC do a solid hour of sorting this out.
Let me ask you this. How many dogs have taken dumps there? Have there been a number of dogs or is it just Archie?
No, it's countless dogs. Countless.
Yeah. Now, why don't you do a little thing where you don't tell your wife that you're taking it away? See, maybe if the poop doesn't happen. And then say, see, now this is how you handle the neighbors. You ever thought of that?
No, that's a good idea. And I could claim that somebody stole it.
Do you want me to steal it, Rich?
Ooh, Hank. Hank, now you're having a conversation.
Does your wife listen to this podcast?
My wife hasn't watched anything I've done since 2001. So, no. She actually thinks I quit the business.
Rich, does that work with your kids doing that, like putting up signs that say no, like next to like the snack cabinet, like a picture of a kid reaching for a snack? No,
there's probably a signs like that all over your house, isn't there?
No,
the front door, there's a picture of a UPS guy handing over a package. No.
Wait, we're not allowed to get packages?
Not at your house, apparently.
Why?
I don't know, because you don't like strangers. You obviously don't. You're sending a message to everyone saying, stay away.
Listen, Rob, not everybody has a deep-seated affection for strangers pooping near them. I happen to be one of those weirdos.
Hey, just because I
like that.
Just because I like a good Cleveland steamer doesn't mean...
Hank, last week we talked about the Cleveland steamer, and one of the interesting things that came out about it was Rob was offended that it wasn't named after his hometown. He felt like Columbia got ripped off in the steamer department.
You're a jerk.
Well, I'm sure Columbia has some other nicknames, and if they don't, we could probably give them.
That's something to work on. But Rob, I understand that Hank's point. There have to be other filthy, unholy acts that you did repeatedly in your hometown that you could then tag to Columbia and make it the Columbia, fist bump or
this
whatever.
Is not
whatever it is.
Fist bump?
The wedgies. Ooh. The wedgies. The Columbia wedgies. But,
I was thinking fist bump being something dirty.
Nashville used to be called Poopville.
Until they put a big sign right out in front of Nashville.
No! He said 9!
9!
Isn't Cleveland Steamers, wasn't that like a WHA hockey team in the 70s first? That's how it came into name?
Oh, possibly, Hank.
Are you serious?
I don't know.
Should have Wikipedia'd this.
Maybe, I feel like there was a professional sports team called the Cleveland Steamers. And then it's like, well, I know what else is a Cleveland Steamer. You know, I mean,
but what,
isn't that a possibility?
How do you make that segue? And I know we're going back on a topic we already talked to, but how do you make that segue? How does that become what it is now? What people know it to be? What people have embraced, they've embraced it as what it is now.
I don't know. Honestly, just as a sidebar, I don't know how many people have really embraced that.
Well, you.
That's weird. I didn't know that. Is that?
I'm not sure of that. It just sounds like I feel like I've heard it before in another context besides bathroom talk. You know, like on ESPN.
Yeah.
Cleveland Steamers beat the Cincinnati Stingers 6-4 last night.
Or the Hartford Whalers.
No.
The Hartford
Whalers.
They
wouldn't have beat the Hartford Whalers.
Oh, that's your team.
That's my home team.
Maybe a good segue to tell the people. Hank and I have known each other for 25 years or so. We went to college together. Hank was a couple years my senior, but we hung out nonetheless and have been friends ever since.
You were able to bridge that generation gap.
Yeah. He was, you know, a child of the '60s. Me, like you, Rich, and I'm just a baby from the '70s.
You're a baby from the 70, but yeah.
Yeah, from the 70.
It's funny how it goes. You go from being proud of that to ashamed of that real quickly, too, you know, as you get older.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think being born in the 60s, like being from 69, there's some cachet to that. I like it. Moon landing.
It was a cool year, for sure.
Brian Jones tribute concert, you know. Interesting side note for you guys. Also... also involved in COVID, something you might need to know, want to know. CVS has a very impressive bourbon selection. I figured that out today.
I thought you said CBS, like right after the premiere of Survivor.
Well, CVS probably has some booze on the lot, yeah, but I mean CVS, the I don't know what it stands for, drugstore. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Consumer value store, Rich. Come on.
Wow.
As a child of 69.
Rich, Hank, you know everything.
The consumer value store. It started in Cleveland. It was right across from
the Cleveland what store? The Cleveland value store? Yeah.
From now on, that's what it'll be called.
I had to run a few errands this morning. Well, run one errand for my wife. And
which was get more booze?
No, that was a little
get more poop bags.
Hank, that's exactly what the errand was.
Wow.
More poop bags.
Wow.
Yes. I had to go get more poop bags. And
how long have you been bagging the boys' poop?
I like to see if they're eating right. I go through it at night.
You kind of squish it between your fingers to feel the texture.
If they don't feel any foliage, then I wake them up and make them eat a salad. No, we're down there. We're next to, in our neighborhood, the three of us live in the same neighborhood. It's next to a Whole Foods little offshoot store called 365. Yeah. That line at 8 o'clock in the morning goes out to the main street and down the street. I mean, have you guys been by there? It's crazy.
I'm on the other side of our little subdivision here, and I go to a different grocery store, but it's the same story there. And I think part of it is because they're allowing so few people in at the same time. And when you line up, you've got to line up at least 6 feet apart. So that's one of the reasons the line goes so far. But still, it is daunting.
It is. And let me tell you something. Silver Lake 365 on a Monday morning, it is a hipster every 6 feet. You know what I mean?
Like,
it is.
I bet.
The hippest. Every 6 feet.
Did you want to go ahead and just give your address? Or
yeah, Rob lives at the intersection of, and I'm a mile away from Rob. So, but I went to the CVS. No line at CVS. No sexy people in line there. And they're missing out because I one time went in the other grocery store that you go to, Rob, and the booze section had been decimated, like in the times emptied out.
Guilty.
And then
as charged.
Yes. it had a very post Benedict has been shopping here kind of vibe.
All the Sierra Nevadas were wiped out.
And so you go to CVS and it's nobody, like, they've got the best kept secret in town and a good selection. You want to know if they have like Eagle Rare? They do. They have good bourbon there. And It's stocked to the brim. There's nothing else there. There's poop bags and bourbon, but that's it.
Do they have a CVS brand bourbon too, or is it just a?
God, I hope not.
I haven't gotten there yet, Hank. I'm gonna. So far, ask me in a month, but because we're in this for a month, guys. I mean, it's official. The president has announced we're in shutdown until at least April 30th.
You can trust him.
Remember how he had said, hey, we're going to do Easter. We're all going to go out for Easter.
Oh, yeah.
And dye eggs.
Yep.
And do church. Well, that got Dr. Fauci put the kibosh on that.
Shocking.
And so they're floating the 30th of April. So I'm just saying,
yeah,
there is a world in which we're all, you know, from 6 feet away,
drinking,
huddled around our mugs of CVS brand bourbon,
being eyed by our neighbors,
making our way.
I mean, not to break any news here, but I think we're going to be doing this for 2 to 3 months.
I concur. My prediction is there. Well, we all of us on this podcast here have school age kids. I don't think those kids are going back to school.
No, I can practically guarantee that this school year for sure. And I've talked to people that don't think they'll even start in the fall. So
come on,
get ready for that.
No, what makes you say that?
You know that there's the fear of the second wave, the fear that if we start letting them out over the summer and then it starts to cool down again, that they'll start to see infection rise again.
And that's the thing, right? I mean, if you let them out in the summer, what does everybody do in the summer? They immediately congregate in groups, right, for vacation
and make out.
And make out, and suddenly Rob's making out.
Yeah, and you know, but you know, there's going to be no more music festivals. That's for sure. They're going to only have to do
ever?
The online festival. Well, I hope not ever, but this summer.
Well,
yeah.
Rob's got
a jar
of MDMA with no home.
Yeah, you're not kidding. And there's a picture of you trying to take one, and a sign goes no. Right next to it.
I thought it was my children trying to take it, but whatever. It's your the children trying to take it.
Right. No, but it is, you know, it's scary. Yeah, it's scary to think.
I think I think Hank is close to what the reality is. I mean, like, I guess we're all kind of shooting from the hip here, but, you know, you'll hear somebody say something optimistic, and then you'll hear somebody more in tune with the path of a virus, somebody from the medical community go, I don't know, man. Like, it could be many months.
You know, the one thing that I really doubt that they'll stop us from doing, though, is walking the dog. Walking the dog, Rich.
Ugh, you son of a bitch. You found a loophole.
That's right.
A quarantine loophole.
That's right. Yeah, until the dogs can catch the virus, they got to be walked.
I'm going to put a coughing sound effect on Archie, so when you walk around with him and he goes, people are panicked and call you in to the ASPCA. Archie will be the patient zero from the pooch world.
Ooh, that'd be a good thing to market. Dog collar that coughs as strangers walk
and
by.
Is it like remote controlled from inside your house? How's that going to work?
Yeah,
because
My door's always open. Right. I'll just watch you
That's
walk
true.
By. And right as Archie's about to leave me a big brown present.
You know, when I do walk by, not to hash on it any further, but often yell in the open door to try to get you to come out. And
that's not true.
You're never there.
That's funny because
you literally were like, you're always there. You started your story with, I'm always there, and now I'm never there. Which is it? Let's ask Frank.
I think you're always there, but you never come out to talk to me. And so I'm like, well, F this guy. Archie, do your business.
Archie's like your henchman. He's just
That's
doing
right.
do your bidding,
doing the dirty work.
You treat him like some kind of pet.
He deserves no better.
I'll tell you what. You know, the other elephant in this room is what a poor guard Frank is, standing sentry at the wall, just letting this all happen, all play out right in front of him.
I'll tell you what, Frank's going to go far. You want to know why?
Why?
Because Frank can keep a secret, all right?
that's just
between the guy that he meets outside his house and the dog who says, don't go tell your dad.
Great advice.
I'd love to tell you, Dad, but a man I don't recognize swore me to secrecy.
See, that's a smart kid right there. He can tell.
Yeah.
He can.
And his coughing dog.
Which side his bread is buttered.
Well, listen, Hank, thanks so much for joining us. We really needed someone to shine some light on the truth here, because I knew that something about Rich's story didn't add up. So thank you for clarifying.
All he did was actually put a fine point on the accuracy of my story. My story is exactly accurate, Rob. That's all it proves.
Exactly.
Well, he knows right.
Is it, though? No, I do somehow feel like the story is not resolved, and there's still some more to be illuminated. But we'll do it again another time.
You know what we got to do, Hank? You know what you need to do? You missed the first part of our conversation, but on Saturday, the neighbors had a little 6 feet away socialization.
We had one of those, yeah.
Yeah, we got to co-socialize at some point.
We can do that. Aren't we about 6 feet away right now, though? Isn't this close enough?
We'll just do this.
Do we really need to get much closer?
By the way, you swore in a stack of Bibles you were going to be drinking during this podcast, and you, aside from starting to drop your pants, I've seen no sign of you imbibing.
It started a little bit before I was ready to drink. I will admit to that.
Same.
But, you know, listen, if you guys keep this going for longer than your regular length of podcast and get, you know, get some downtime, want to call me back in a half hour, I might be, you know, completely drunk.
Perfect. We'll do the before and after Hank storytelling.
All right. Well, thanks for you guys for letting me crash your party.
Well, that was nice. That was nice to have our neighbor Hank Chilton stop by.
You're such a piece of work.
What did I do?
What do you mean, what do you do? Your whole thing was, I'm going to, you know, bring Hank in to dismantle Ritz's poop story.
Yeah.
And, ha!
What?
The joke's on you.
How so?
All he did was deliver the honest, raw truth, which was exactly what I said last week.
No, because you said last week his dog took a dump, took a picture of it, and said game on, or now it's a fight or whatever.
He took a picture of the sign and sent me a text saying.
You said we have it on tape. You said his dog pooped.
You're the oldest man alive. It's not on tape. This is like last week when you're like, if you're just joining us.
Oh, right, I forgot. If you're just joining us, everyone, that was Hank Chilton.
If you're just dialing in.
Once again, this is Rob Benedict. I'm here with my guest, Rich Spate. I didn't get a lot of answers, but it certainly was fun to have Hank on. And per usual, you're mad at me, and I don't know why.
You know what we got to do?
What?
Next week, we got to have Hank on more, for starters, because he's a funny guy.
Yeah.
And a good guy, in spite of some of his antics on the streets with Archie.
Uh-huh.
But we got to... I feel like next week, the topic should veer away from... See if we can get an entire episode in without talking about it.
Okay. I think that's challenge accepted.
You know what I mean? Small goal setting, I think, is important in the podcast process.
Sure.
I don't like our chances, but I'm just saying we should aim for that.
We won't talk about poop or Cleveland at all. Let's just leave Cleveland out of it.
Give Cleveland a breather.
Yeah. The Cleveland breather.
Oh, that sounds real gross.
Well, this is what happens when you're locked inside for too long.
Robbie.
Yes, sir.
Our sponsor this week. You know, that's the thing is we don't get to do the sponsor bit. We're not sponsored. We can't do like ads for Alpo.
We will.
The Jack Bar live ad.
You know how
I keep this coat so golden?
That's right.
The good people at Alpo sponsoring our podcast. Get your dog some Alpo. It'll turn up a real mess in there. You can drop on Rich's olive trees.
Or poop bags. Brought to you by CVS brand poop bags.
Cleveland Value Steamers presents
poop bags. No.
You just did that.
It's the difference. You're talking about next week. This week we can still talk about poop. What if in Cleveland, if there's a business where they come over and they clean your carpet, they steam your carpet, right? And it's called the Cleveland Steamers. I wonder if that exists.
I bet they get invited to a lot of bachelor parties. That
gross. What kind of bachelor parties do you go to?
No, wait. Hold on. You got married. You had a bachelor party. Are you telling me that no one dropped a deuce on anybody else at your bachelor party? Not one person.
That's not even a thing I'm aware of outside of you joking about it.
Oh, Boise potatoes. When you lie, this funny thing happens with your face. Your lips move.
You can't see me right now.
It doesn't matter. You're talking. You're lying.
And with that, we're going to leave you. But we hope you had a good time. And we'll come back soon enough. Maybe next week. Maybe the end of this week. But we'll promise not to talk about poop.
Thank you to Alpo. Do you play our theme song as an outro, or did you write a new outro?
No, it's all going to be the same song, intro and outro.
No, I think we need a unique outro.
Okay,
that's your assignment. You got to come up with an outro.
What do you do with this podcast? I edit it.
I'm the guest. The title
right,
says it all.
Right.
I'm a guest here.
Should have thought of that when I pitched the idea to you.
Look, I'm not getting it. I'm not getting the big fat paycheck you're getting for this. I'm a guest.
Oh, please. If only.
No, nobody at Alpo is sending me samples.
You're going to get a letter from Alpo saying cease and desist. Well, this is great. And I look forward to seeing you again very soon, Richard.
Healthy teeth, shiny coat, Alpo.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, my guest was Richard Speight. Feel free to rewind and listen to the show. And if you've been with us this whole time...
Rewind! God, man, you literally can't not be old.
Well, just take the reel-to-reel and spin it to the left.
All right, everybody. Stay healthy. Stay 6 feet away from each other. Wash your damn hands. And don't go out if you don't have to. Let's keep our health workers as safe as humanly possible by staying out of their way while they do their job. And you know what? Be nice to your postal carriers and your package delivery folks who are also critical workers and working their face off and doing a great job for us.
Not to mention food delivery. If you're doing food delivery, those people are working hard.
Yeah, so thank you to everybody out there who's making this tolerable and keeping the country going.
Stay safe.
And keeping us safe and healthy.
And we'll join you again next time for some more goofiness.
And we will. Hey, hey, everything's great. And my guest is Richard Speight.